From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel the same way. We got a great show for you today. Dr. Sanjay Gupta of CNN will be coming on to answer our questions, one of which will be, have you ever seen a rash like this? I got it right back here. But it's Father's Day this weekend, and that should be an extra incentive for you all to call in and win Carl's answering machine message. Not as a present to your dad, no. What you do is you win the game, then you have Carl call you and pretend to be your father, like this.
I just want you to know that you make me very proud. And I forgive you for crashing the Datsun.
See? Let the healing begin. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jerusha from Eugene, Oregon.
Jerusha?
Yes.
What kind of name is Jerusha?
Well, it's an old Bible name, but my dad saw it in a movie.
What movie?
The movie Hawaii. Julie Andrews was very tragic and
really?
Died.
Julie Andrews died, and your father decided to name you Jerusha in her honor.
I know. Lucky me, huh?
There you are. Welcome to our show, Jerusha. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to an author and a humorist and the man behind everything you will find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Jerusha.
Hello, Tom.
Next is the woman who provides all the wisdom in the advice column, Ask Amy, and the author of the memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi.
Hi, Jerusha.
And we are pleased to welcome to our panel this week, fresh from the Colbert Report, writer and performer, Mr. Peter Gross.
Hi, Jerusha.
Jerusha, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you will win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready?
Dang, I hope so.
Dang, I do too. Dang, nabbit. All right, here is your first quote.
We care about the small people.
That was Carl Henrik Svanberg. He's the chairman of a company which he managed to make even more hated than it was before he opened his mouth. What company?
Is that BP?
It is BP. Finally, very good, yes. Finally, something BP does worse than operating deep sea oil wells. Apologizing. The company's chairman came to the White House to meet with President Obama. And afterwards, he offered that expression of sympathy to the millions affected by the disaster. Now, people tried to defend him. They said, well, you know, English is not his first language. This is true. In Swedish, to, quote, care about the small people is an idiomatic phrase. It means, bite me, America. During the meeting at the White House, of course, the big news was that BP agreed to put up $20 billion for a fund to help victims of the disaster. Although first, the chairman of the company was allowed a tearful goodbye to his money in private. Be strong. I will always love you. The government, though, the government is going to hold the money because BP just isn't any good at keeping things from leaking away. You let them hold on to $20 billion, the next thing you know, it's spread all over Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Thank God the government's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to work out.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
If you thought that place was only profitable for opium wholesalers and the defense industry, think again.
Okay, Jerusha, that was the blog Juan Cat expressing their excitement about the news that $1 trillion worth of precious metals were discovered where?
In Afghanistan?
Right. Now they're in trouble. According to the New York Times, Afghanistan has untold wealth in minerals and rare metals like lithium, which is valuable for making cell phones and other gadgets. Some say this story is part of a new propaganda campaign from the administration. Hey, America, don't think of Afghanistan as a terrible quagmire. Think of it as one huge battery for your iPhone. We win the war, you'll never drop a call again. But this is, I don't know if this is good news, because if you think having our country invade you and topple your leadership and engage in a decade-long counterinsurgency campaign is bad, see what happens when you actually have something we want.
It's going to change the protesters here, because you'll see a bunch of signs that say, no war for magnesium, no blood for lithium. There's a whole list of crazy things. There's like, there's molybdenum. In the ground.
Oh, not yeah. Molybdenum.
Work that into a chant for Lafayette Square, you know?
All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
God, that's annoying.
That was Carl imitating a sound everybody, or at least World Cup soccer fans, now know all too well. What is it?
Oh, it's the South African trumpet.
Vote. Yes.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, it's okay. We'll give it to you. It's called the Vuvuzela, is what it's called. Very good. That's what it is. Just last week on this show, we had to explain to you all that a Vuvuzela was a cheap plastic horn beloved by South African soccer fans. And now everybody knows what it is and wants one just to snap it in half. Players are blaming losses on the noise of the Vuvuzelas. The BBC is offering a Vuvuzela-free feed of the games. Now, people say that it is the most annoying fan behavior possible. But fans from other countries, in true football fashion, are rising to that challenge. Greek fans have brought little chalkboards they can scrape with their fingernails during the games. Spanish fans are all cracking their knuckles. American fans, we topped them all. We brought in Joe Lieberman. They have a whole stadium, and it's like, hello, I'm Joe Lieberman. Sounds like
make
a Vuvuzela.
It stop.
Did you hear that somebody tried to bring a Vuvuzela into Yankee Stadium? He was stopped and thrown out. There you go. Something too obnoxious even for Yankee fans.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Have you guys been watching the soccer? Have you been excited about the soccer?
I've been watching it with my 7-year-old, who is really into it, all on his own, and I don't know anything about the game, literally nothing. And so,
what's to know?
Well, I did, but I'm the dad, so he says, so Dad, why are they so upset there? Well, it's because this one, he was offsides. So what's the yellow card for? He's special.
It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Jerusha do on our show?
Well, Jerusha, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
Hooray!